أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are reaching the second day and we are thinking about all these resistances and all these types of jihad that we have in Islam. We spoke yesterday about the very important comprehensive approach when it comes to a sharia. This is the path that we have to follow. Understanding that if we want to follow the path of faithfulness to the first Allah la ilaha illahu, and coming back to Him, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we need to struggle, we need to resist. To resist through knowledge, to ignorance, to resist through education, and avoiding the patience and the passions that we have and every, the desires and the instincts. Having said this, now there is something also which is very important. This is the path that we have and why we are trying to remain faithful. But there is a notion which is so essential when it comes to ourselves. How am I going to come back to myself and to follow the path? And this notion is al-fitra. Al-fitra was understood by some as Islam, by some scholars, but also as this natural attractions towards God, which is in fact the answer to the essential question, why? Why am I here? And what we know in Islam is that we have this fitra and we have been created with this fitra. When we find in the Quran, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. So you have to stand to the truth and to this religion as somebody who is following the natural path. And this is فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ, which is the natural attraction with which we have been created. لا تبديل لخلق الله. There is no change in God's creation. So we have to come back to this. And this fitra is the starting point. This is the way we have been created. And we understand that we have to come back to this. We have to protect it. We have to protect the sound heart that we have and to try to come close to Allah. How are you going to do this? And this is the essential question when it comes to following the path, that we have to struggle to come back to the heart. And we find in the Quran something which is so essential here when it comes to understand this path and this struggle. When we find in the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا تَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day where no money, no children are going to save you except the one who is coming with a sound heart. The sound heart here is the natural heart which has these attractions towards the one, towards the transcendence. What is going to prevent us from here, from this? Everything which has to do with our desires, our instincts, that could cover the fitra. So we have to struggle to keep it uncovered, to keep it attracted, connected to the transcendent. And how are we going to do this as Muslims? And this is why, for example, we are fasting, by mastering our desires, mastering our instincts, in order to avoid having our heart sealed. This is what we find in the Quran. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. They have the heart sealed, those who are rejecting God. And this is also what we have when it is said, for example, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. There is a sickness in the heart and God is increasing this sickness. This is a struggle, the struggle to come back to our heart, because God is working. He is there. The knowledge of God is between us and our heart. So the first resistance is to resist our instincts to come back to the light in our heart, inshallah. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.